coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us on the line our very, very special friend, Joyce Riley. Hi, Joyce. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you, sir. It's a pleasure talking with you.
Well, we're going to be talking a little bit today about the boys we sent over to the Gulf War. About 700,000 of them, almost 700,000. Probably close to 400,000 of them are ill today. 200,000 of them are getting at least some disability benefits. The rest, the government says there's nothing wrong with them, and yet, of course, they're dying. And this is one of the greatest tragedies of our time, and the American people are not being told the truth about what happened, about the depleted uranium, about the experimental vaccines that were used, about their exposure to poison gas, about their exposure to poison chemicals. And now, of course, we're sending our boys over into the Middle East again, where they're going to be exposed to massive and doses of crippling depleted uranium. And not only the American soldiers, but the Iraqi soldiers, the Iraqi civilians in the war-torn area there. And there's already becoming evidence that the Iraqi civilians are becoming ill. Our boys are becoming ill. Joyce, what's really going on with our boys over there, who, at least according to Henry Kissinger, are the elite look upon as stupid, dumb animals to be used for foreign policy? And if that is a defensive term, that comes from Woodward and Bernstein's book on the Nixon, The Last Days, and of course page 194, or it's included in my syllabus, and you really get the exact quotation, Iraq, the Untold Story. Stupid, dumb animals to be used for foreign policy. That's what the president's friend Henry Kissinger thinks of the American boys, brave boys who go overseas to fight for freedom as we lose freedom here at home. What's going on? What's happening to the boys, Joyce?
Well, if you're talking about Gulf War One and Gulf War Two, you're talking about people that are a whole lot sicker from Gulf War One, and Gulf War Two people have not quite gotten to that position, obviously, because of time that has passed. But I will tell you, we're starting to see the very same symptoms. When you consider the fact now that we have around 410,000 Gulf War veterans sick from the first Gulf War, which is roughly two-thirds of them are now ill, and I got to tell you that I don't think there would have been a Gulf War II had the world understood this, because there would have been a reaction that would have propelled us away from any kind of war, knowing what our first troops had experienced. However, the depleted uranium, as you've talked to Dr. Doug Roeke, I'm sure, is much more significant from this conflict. So we have now depressed the desert. We have now poisoned the desert for some 4.2 billion, with a B, years. And what we're seeing now is a number of symptoms that are gradually getting worse. And many we know of the Gulf War veterans, and according to Dr. Garth Nicholson, the only figure we have, the latest one, and that was a couple of years old, was 30,000 of those troops have now died. But if I were to give you a list of what's taking place with these troops, let me tell you what the British troops are now finding, and then we can talk about this in comparison to the U.S., what's taking place with our troops.
All right, fine. Well, what are the British troops actually experiencing at the present time?
Well, they're talking about abnormal kidney failure, acute immune depression, acute respiratory failure, Balkan syndrome, they call it, blood in their stool, bone cancer, brain tumors, you know, on and on.
How about multiple sclerosis and anterior lateral sclerosis?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, we're going to just have to take a moment here when we bring on some other stations. So just hold your thoughts right now. We'll be back in just a moment with our special guest, Joyce Riley. And I think you'll find this a very, well, not a happy subject, but important for American people to know. Mm-hmm. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news. Our guest is Joyce Riley from the Gulf War Veterans Group, and of course she and her husband and are trying to bring out to the American people the truth about the men we sent over to Gulf War back in 1990, and over 400,000 of them are ill, according to Joyce. 30,000 of them have died, but you're not hearing about this. There's a wonderful video. It's called The Thanks of a Grateful Nation with Ted Danson. You can get it down at Blockbuster. Get that and watch it. Admittedly, it only tells part of the story. But you'll understand that these boys have been abandoned by our government, just as many of the boys coming back from this current useless and senseless war are being abandoned by our government and are not getting adequate medical care. And it's about time that you understood that there are plans afoot to draft your sons and your daughters, and perhaps your parents even, to go off to fight in more of these foolish wars for this idea of an American empire, which is being pushed by the elite. Well, Joyce Riley is on the front lines of this, and she was telling us that the British troops are having terrible problems. Would you want to just repeat what you said about the British troops and the problems they're having? These are the British troops from the first Gulf War.
I was contacted and have been in contact on a regular basis with Tony Flint of the British Gulf War Veterans Association, and what he says is identical. It's a mirror to what happened to our troops, except their troops are not quite as far along or quite as in numbers, because obviously they had such a smaller percentage of troops that went as opposed to what the United States sent. However, this is a list that they sent me of what their troops are experiencing: brain tumors, burning semen, burning sensations, chronic fatigue, chronic kidney, liver disorders, chronic respiratory infections, colon cancer, diarrhea, digestive problems, heart attacks, general fatigue. Now, we're not talking about just a cross-section of people. We're talking about healthy, well people, some of them who are almost triathletes, who went to the war, who can barely walk as we speak. Of course, the MS problems, multiple sclerosis, multiple myeloma.
Anterior lateral sclerosis.
Absolutely. Lou Gehrig's, Guillain-Barré, alimentary disorders.
How about the skin rashes? That's always such a problem.
Oh, it's been horrendous. It's been so painful. In fact, I have a letter here from a vet that just contacted me. I'll give you just the high points of this. He said, I was in the Gulf for 10 months in 91, and I was out of Fort Hood, Texas, in the cavalry there. He said, I was a E7, which is a higher enlisted ranking person. He said, well, I was there 3 months. He said, the operation sent down a message to all commanders that all personnel would have to take...
Hold that thought right there. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Well, our guest this afternoon is Joyce Riley, and she's telling us about a letter she just received from a Gulf War veteran who says that he was over there, and then this letter came down from command. And what did the letter say, Joyce?
It said that they had a letter that came down from their commanders that all personnel would have to take a mandatory dose of preventative meds for nerve gases. He said, we were brainwashed. He said, we couldn't wait to take this medicine when it was available. You see, he said, I was completely brainwashed, and none of my people would dare to say no to me about taking these meds. Regardless, he said, the lieutenant would stay there until all the meds were taken all at once at 4 a.m. at 0400 hours.
Now, was that the prettiest stigmate bromide?
That's correct, right. Unless there was something else that was being given with it, but that's our belief, yes.
All right. In fact, this is a disease that's given to people with terminal myasthenia gravis, and they always die. Everybody who has myasthenia gravis eventually dies from it. So they're giving this experiment drug to normal people.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And he said their last dose was at 7 p.m. He said, I didn't notice the changes in the men until I was out in 1993. He said, I had E5s fighting each other, E4s and E5s fighting. Those are enlisted ranks. He said, I had an E5 Bradley commander that attempted to shoot the captain because he ticked him off. Now that I'm free and off of all of these toxins, he said, that I've been on all these years, he said, I can see what's going on. Those pills were meant to make us more aggressive and have no fear whatsoever. And he said, I tell you that when we got the orders to move in, we were like animals that had no regards for our lives whatsoever. It was like we dared anyone to shoot at us. We had 5 men killed the whole time, 2 from the main raid and 3 from stupidity on the part of the captain's story. And I received another letter that I was just going over this afternoon from a 91 Gulf War 91 troop. And he said, thank you so much for what you're doing for us veterans. It seems that no one really has any idea how bad off we are. He said, I came back and I began to get ill, but nobody would believe me because the Department of Defense said no one was sick. He said, I developed headaches. I can't eat. I throw up every single day. He said, I cannot hold a job, he said, because I have to leave so often to go to the bathroom. He said, I've been fired from every job I have. I want to work, but I can't. He said, every day I get tireder and tireder to where I cannot even get out of the bed. He said, they have offered us nothing because they told us we have a mental problem. The only drug of choice is to put us on antidepressants. And he said, and then after we've been on them for a period of time, all of a sudden they will yank us off of them. He said, you have no idea what that does to us. He said, my rash is getting worse, my lymph node swelling. He said, the headaches. He said, I can barely make it from day to day.
Now, these were young kids, 18, 19, 20, 21, a little over a decade ago. And now, of course, they're totally incapacitated. 400,000 out of the 690,000 we sent over. And where is the outcry from the American people? There is none, because you're not being told, because Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly and Dan Rather and Tom Brokaw are paid fantastic salaries not to reveal the truth, but to conceal the truth from the American people.
That's right. And you know what a tragedy it is, because these troops are legitimately very, very ill. And I had one father who contacted me, and he said, you know, I saw your video at one point, and he said, I thought, where did she get this information? We're talking about the Gulf War illness video. He said, I cannot believe that this woman would dare put out this information. He said, my son said she's telling the truth. He said, I looked at my son. My son looked fine. There's nothing wrong with him. The VA said he was okay. The DOD said that he was fine. He said, nobody thought he was sick. He said, I called you today, and he began to break down. He said, my son went out on the desert today and put a bullet in his head. And he said he left a message for his wife and for me. He was only 27 or something like that. He said, I had to do it, Dad, because no one believed I was really sick. I just couldn't go on, and I'm so sorry. Now, this is what we are doing. This is the murder that we are doing to these sons and daughters of this country. And now we're going to be bringing back a whole bunch more, but I'll tell you what, I don't think, Dr. Stan, they're all going to come back. And I don't think they're going to stay in the military, because there's already guidelines now to start removing these troops. In fact, I just received information that there is a guideline that was issued January 22nd that is going to call for 16,000 troops to be discharged from active duty. And in a time where we don't have enough men and women over there, we're going to start discharging them. Now, watch what's going to happen. The same thing that happened in 1992, 3, and 4, when Colin Powell had originally said there would only be a 20% downsizing, there is now going to be probably between a 70 and 80% downsizing.
In the United States military.
That's correct. They're going to have to get them out of the military before people find out how sick they are.
And you know, the thing about the depleted uranium, I don't think the average individual understands what depleted uranium is. You take this uranium, and of course it's a hard metal, and you deplete it. You take out less than 1% of the uranium, and then you leave all the rest of it, and you make this into shells, and it's got uranium-238 and all sorts of uranium in there, and all they've taken out is the highly fissionable part of the uranium, and all the rest of the uranium is there, and they turn it into a missile, and of course when it's fired it burns and creates uranium oxide, and of course the dust gets into your body, it gets into your lungs, and creates pulmonary problems, and it goes throughout your body, creating devastating illnesses. And I know I've talked to Dr. Rocky, and we'll be doing some interviews with him in the near future, Doug Rocky, Major Doug Rocky. And, you know, we had a group of about 100 men, at least in some places. He has actually been quoted that 30% of those men are already dead. And Dr. Rocky is seriously ill. You were with him recently, weren't you?
That's correct. I was speaking with him at the University of Missouri. And, you know, I recently saw a paper that came out from the Pentagon chastising him, trying to assassinate his character. It was horrendous.
Now, of course, anybody who tries to tell the American people, tries to warn the people within the military, they're being poisoned by the shells we're using. And, of course, the Army wants to use these shells because the purpose of the military is to kill people and destroy things. And this is a very effective means of killing people and destroying things. But the trouble is, it's toxic, and it will leave a permanent radioactivity wherever those shells are fired. And, of course, once that radioactivity gets into your body, well, they could get it out if they would give you immediate chelation, but since the government denies that there's a problem, nobody is getting treated.
You know, and there's also, today we received a story from the first couple that have had a baby that has been reported to us. Now, I mean, there's been a lot of them that have been born ill. But this mother and father were in the British military together. She was a nurse and he was a medic. And the child was born 2 months early, born 7 months, at 7 months. And both of the parents had the anthrax vaccine. This child, and I've got to tell you, Dr. Stan, they're saying, the physician over there is saying now that this appears to be absolutely, without a doubt, as a result of Gulf War syndrome. Because after the first Gulf War, I saw some reports of all these children. There must have been 500 cases of all of these babies that had been deformed. I saw the documentation on this. Now we're seeing the very same documentation with the esophageal problems, esophageal reflux problems that lead these poor babies to be unable to totally keep anything down. And then they have things such as other bladder problems and heart valve problems.
Now, these are congenital deformities in the children?
Yes, they are.
Right.
Yes, they are. And this one child, his parents, of course, served in the military. They were in the reserves, and they were activated. And now this is a horrendous problem. You know, imagine that you went to serve your country, you came back, and now you're going to be responsible for what limits your child's life. They're saying that this child has to be monitored on a minute-by-minute basis. When she delivered the child, they said that the heart rate was incredibly low, and the placenta looked like the weirdest color that the midwife had ever seen before. They said, "We blame the Army. They never warned us it was dangerous for me to get pregnant." And now we find out that after the first Gulf War, they warned the troops not to get pregnant for 9 months. Well, this is so sad, because they don't have any money. They're reservists, and I want everybody to understand, you think that the DOD takes care of its own. It does not. If you're a reservist or a guardsman, you get out of the military and you are on your own. There is no medical coverage. You don't go to the VA and get taken care of. You have to now be what is called service-connected. That means it is directly related to something that happened during the service. And since they don't want anybody to be service-connected, well, guess what? Nobody is. Or I'm not saying nobody is, but very few of the percentage are being service-connected. And if they are, it's only for 10%, which does not give them the care in the VA hospitals. So what do these guys do? They go to the emergency room. They get kicked out. They don't have insurance. They don't have the ability to go to a VA. What do? They don't go to the hospital. I drove down to Texas 12 hours. To see a special forces guy who had been refused from every place, was not being allowed to be seen, and I went down there and literally put the pressure on them to see this guy. His spinal cord, all of his discs had dissolved in his spinal cord. He was 35 years old, special forces, and he couldn't even sit up. We had to take him to the hospital in a lying position. And the VA told him, "It's not our problem. We don't know anything about it. You're not service-connected, so good luck." Well, this is the kind of thing that these guys are experiencing now. So they end up with, that's why there are such high numbers of them that have committed suicide. And the tragic part of this is their brains have literally been affected by much of the biologicals and chemicals from the petroleum, the toxin in the petroleum and the distillates of the or in the oil well fires. So we've got a situation here where the husband gives a disease to his wife. They have children born with problems, with failures to thrive, etc. No insurance, and it's called a pre-existing condition. They have no medical care whatsoever.
Now, for the skeptic out there, we actually carry, through our main ministry, and Joyce has it as well, something called the Rockefeller Committee Report. It came out of the Veterans Administration over the name of Jay Rockefeller, and it goes into the background of the Gulf War illness. It points out that 40% of the wives of ill Gulf War veterans, 40% of their wives have exactly the same illness. The figure in the Regal Report, Senator Regal put out, was about 70%. But this is at least part of this disease is communicable, and if it's communicable to them, what about the blood supply? Is that why we're having so much chronic fatigue today? We'll be back in just a moment with Joyce Raleigh.
This is a fascinating four-tape set, Genocide. And one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America. The fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. An incredible interview and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi. Recently, a medical journal reported on the world's first proven remedy for the common cold, allicin, the active ingredient in garlic. During winter months, a pure allicin garlic extract reduced the risk of the common cold by 50%. This was demonstrated in a double-blind, placebo-controlled study, science's highest measure of effectiveness. Where do you get pure allicin? You won't find it in store-bought garlic pills. But you'll find it in Alamax. Alamax provides the equivalent of 15 cloves of fresh crushed garlic. Where do you get Alamax? Dial this number now, 866-405-4000. Learn more about Alamax at 866-405-4000.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I want to mention some of the other things we carry. Certainly one of them are the Big Berkey water filters. Big Berkey and Berkey Light water filters. The Big Berkey is made of stainless steel. The Berkey Light's made of Lexan. The Big Berkey has ceramic filters. The Berkey Light has what we call the Black Berkey filters, which really work more efficiently, but they have to be replaced every 2 to 4 years. Both of these, of course, can be used with special filters or special post filters to take the fluoride out of your water. And if you're in an area where they've fluoridated the water, get it out, because, of course, it's being used for fertility control. They know it decreases fertility. It also has an effect on your mind. It has an effect, certainly, on our endocrine system, and if you haven't got our four tapes out on water fluoridation, you need to get it. They are poisoning the American people with fluoride, and of course you can take that out with these special post filters. And forget about the teeth. The studies really show that it really doesn't make a bit of difference whether you drink the water, you know. It doesn't do any good at all. Even the dental studies will show you that it doesn't do any make a bit of difference whether you drink it. The fluoride, if it acts at all, acts only locally. And if you want those reports from the American Dental Association, we'll get them for you. Your dentist doesn't have time to read all these studies. He simply does exactly what he's told to do and tells you to use a fluoride. So you need to get the information. You need to help us get the truth out. And you need to find a means of getting the fluoride out of your water. Now, the Berkey water filter is really a very, very efficient means of filtering the water. You can use pool water. You can use river water, if you're going to be out camping, wonderful to have with you if there is an emergency, wonderful to have. We have the Berkey Light. Now, the Big Berkey is $239.95. It's available in every state in the Union except for California and Iowa. The Berkey Light is available in every state but Iowa, and it's only $199.95. So if you buy them through us, you get a four-tape set or video we produce. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Berkey water filters. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I guess this afternoon, of course, is Joyce Raleigh from the Gulf War Veterans Association. Joyce, why don't we get your website and your telephone number out for our listeners?
Thank you. The website is gulfwarvets.com, G-U-L-F-W-A-R-V-E-T, plural, V-E-T-S, www.healthjournalistbillsardi.com. There's a lot of information there that's fairly shocking to most people who have never been to the website.
And that video you talk about, the Gulf War, actually shows pictures of the chemical weapons that were in the Kamchatka, these sites that we blew up that contaminated 150,000 of our boys. And they knew that when you blow up chemical weapons, they're going to get in the air. But, of course, the last thing they wanted was for anybody to find out that these terrible chemical weapons that had been used on the Iranians had been used on the Kurds. Many of them, of course, came from the United States.
You know, they used the Russian system of multiple chemicals and multiple biologicals to confuse the diagnostic and treatment process. And we first realized that something was up when we started getting reports from troops that said that they had been in Iraq when the Scud missiles hit the ground, or in Saudi Arabia, excuse me, when the Scud missiles hit. And what had happened was that when the Iraqis fired the Scud missiles, which had been retrofitted to carry non-conventional or biological and chemical agents, when the Scud missile took off from Iraq, of course, we were supposed to have a Patriot that would hit it in the air and explode it. Well, when it did, a lot of that just contaminated the area airborne. But then also, when the Patriot missile did not hit the Scud missile, it landed on the ground, and they found liquid coming out at the site of the weapon, at the Scud missile or the Frog B missile. Now, the reason this is significant is because you do not have liquid coming out of conventional weapons. These were biologicals and chemicals to which the Department of Defense has never admitted to the Iraqis as having used.
But, of course, these had come from the United States. If you have any question at all about that, we have an article out of the Washington Post. We'll send you free of charge if you call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We supply these lethal, terrible, illegal weapons. Of course, probably got some from Russia and from Germany and some of the other countries, but America was actually providing these. We can't let the American people know that.
That's right, and the U.S. and U.K. were in the forefront of providing this, and they couldn't sell them directly to Iraq, so they transshipped them through Jordan. But the interesting thing is that when they found the Scud missile in an area where it was on the ground, liquid leaking out, they would find that all the camels, all the dogs, all the animals in the area were dead, and then what told them that it was biological or chemical was that all the flies that were on those animals were dead also. So we're talking about a necropsy, necropsies or autopsies that were actually done of some of these animals that we've had troops confirm to us, yes, there were biologicals and chemicals. Yes, there was anthrax. In fact, if you go to GulfWarVets.com on the document section, there are some releases that we were able to get from the Joint Chiefs of Staff showing that there was anthrax. Iraqis were sick with anthrax in during the time of the Gulf War. But, you know, we move ahead, and here the kind of thing that they want you focusing on is some information that came out of the Air Force is that now they're starting to do we're talking about people dying. We're talking about horrendous problems. And yet the Air Force now has something called Own a Piece of Saddam's Hideout. Have you seen this, Dr. Stan?
No, I haven't.
This is for $25 plus shipping. Now, this is in the Air Force Times. They are advertising, the magazine is advertising, a company that's offering the chance to own a sample of sand from the underground chamber where U.S. troops found former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein. Now, if you want to read about this, you can go to SaddamSand.com. But, I mean, what a disrespectful way to handle the military in this day and age where it's profit-oriented, you know, follow the money. It is a corporate entity now. And Don Rumsfeld wants to completely eliminate anybody in the military in the senior positions. He wants them to be all civilians. And so now we see a situation, and here's what's happening in Iraq right now. Our troops want to come home. I mean, you may see all the glossy pictures on Fox that you can stomach about how we love it over here. They want to come home.
And don't believe what Oliver North tells you either about how all the troops just love being over there. They think they're doing such a great job. But of course, Oliver North, in my estimation, is simply a disinformation agent of the establishment, as he always has been, going back to the Iran-Contra, a time when he lied to Congress. And if he'd lied to Congress, who else is he lying to right now? We're going to be back here in just a moment with Joyce Riley. And of course, we'll take your calls at 464-8295 or 1-888-24-LIBERTY. What you need to do is find out if what we're saying is true. You need to get the information. You need to get the Senator Riegel's report. You need to get the Rockefeller report. You can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. But get the information. If it's true, help us spread it out across America.
Anglo-American establishment gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and a few people have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We want to mention we carry the Phonopoly sets. Phonopoly is a wonderful game. It's designed to teach you and your children, your grandchildren, how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. You see, they've deliberately dumbed down our children. There's no way that with all the money we spend in America, they could have done as poor job of educating our children unintentionally. They've deliberately dumbed them down. They've taught them how not to read, and they've taught them the phony math or the fuzzy math. You can counter this by getting a Phonopoly set. And in a matter of 16 hours, undo so much of the harm that has been done by the government as far as your children and your grandchildren, and perhaps even yourself, are concerned. And so, if you'd like to get the Phonopoly, it's $139.95. Most of these programs, $400, $500, $600, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then we also carry the Miracle 2 products. And Miracle 2, we can't make any medical claims. We can tell you, though, that an awful lot of people who use these products just swear by them. And I know Joyce has had so much experience providing this for Gulf War veterans for these terrible rashes they have. And most of the veterans really feel that it helps them. I know it has helped my rash. I've been using the Miracle 2 moisturizing soap. We have people call us and tell us this helps their rashes. It helps acne. People say that it helps their upper intestine tract, their lower intestinal tract, that's a neutralizer. There's so many things that these products are good for. You can go to our website at radioliberty.com and read about the Miracle 2 products, and then give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And order the Miracle 2 soap products, the soap, the moisturizing soap, the lotion, the gel, and the neutralizer. Why don't you give us a call right now? Well, this is Dr. Stan here from Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Joyce Riley from the American Gulf War Vets Association. And on the line, calling us now from Toledo, Ohio, is Mark. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. God bless you. How are you doing?
Good, really great. Good to have you with us. Do you have a question for Joyce?
Yes, I do. I might have jumped into the conversation a little late, but my question was, being in this area, we have a lot of National Guard and reservists that go from the Toledo-Port Clinton area. We just sent a whole fresh batch over to work with the helicopter companies. I can't remember the numbers off the top of my head, but are the people going over there now in any present danger?
Joyce, the question, what about the people who are going over now? Are they in any danger? Certainly, it would really wouldn't it sort of depend on where they were, whether there was the depleted uranium there, the dust, the soil. What are your thoughts?
Let me tell you, they're in danger if they've taken the anthrax vaccine, number one. And number two, they're in danger because of the fact that there is depleted uranium everywhere. Now, most of the troops are all going to Iraq. I mean, they may be going to Qatar or, you know, Oman or wherever, but the majority of them that are going into Iraq, like Dr. Roki told me, I asked him, I said, how many of the troops do you think have a chance of getting sick? He said, if they're breathing in Iraq, they're going to be sick.
But, of course, the civilians are going to be sick, too. Have we seen any increased evidence of disease among the Iraqis?
It is horrendous. If you go to the website at GulfWarVets.com there, and you click on, or you just put in Iraqi children in a Google search engine, you're going to find pictures, you're going to find descriptions of these babies that are born. I talked to one person that had come from Iraq to the United States. He was the son of a very important man in the military, and he was being treated for dialysis in Ohio, in fact. And a lot of them got to come to the States after the Gulf War to be treated because they were quite ill with the kinds of treatments that only the U.S. had and only the elite got. And he told me, he said, we don't even track the numbers of miscarriages and stillborns and deformities anymore. He said it's more often born deformed or with a problem than they are born normal. And that's the sad part is, I forget the physician that is a pediatrician, and she has been from Australia, who's been doing all the work on uranium, and she says that we have destroyed the next seven generations of our progeny.
Any other questions there, Mark?
No, I think that solved it right there, and God bless you, Joyce.
Mark, what you have to do is get the information from Joyce's website, and we have a four-tape set on Gulf War Syndrome, and we're going to be doing more interviews with Dr. Rocky and Denise Nichols and others this week. And you need to get the information. You can actually pick up so much information on depleted uranium up on the website. Now, the government is saying there's nothing to worry about, and yet if you go to the Royal Society over in London, their website, they'll tell you how concerned they are about the danger of depleted uranium. And of course, when you understand when they depleted uranium, they've taken out less than 1% of the uranium, and all the rest of it is uranium. And then we wonder why, when they make it into a dust, when it burns, that this can affect people when it gets in their lungs.
You know, when we were getting ready to go to Afghanistan, the Italian press, the Greek press, I mean, I was getting phone calls all the time from the foreign media wanting to know about our concern about DU and depleted uranium. And we told them our concerns, and they told us in no uncertain term, especially the Italians, were furious that the U.S. was going to be allowed to use it again, because Bosnia, of course, had been corrupted with it. Now we've got Afghanistan and then going back to Iraq again. Now, the foreign media had put a lot of pressure on the British government, and the British government, basically Lord Robertson with NATO, said, you know, we'll take up the issue with the U.S. because it's the U.S. and the U.K. that were the only ones using those DU weapons. Well, as it happened, of course, Lord Robinson, who was commander of NATO, simply said, we're not going to stop the U.S. from using it. Now, the foreign media knows full well what's going on with this. And I'll tell you, if there was a way that they could get powerful enough or pressure the U.S. or just get the knowledge out about what we're doing. You know, it's so phony, because here we go up to Oregon and we're going to take over a whole entire farm because there's some kind of animal they are afraid might become extinct someday. And so they take this whole family's farm away from them and destroy their lives. And then the same government goes over to Iraq and puts hundreds of tons of depleted uranium into that soil and destroys the land and destroys the people. And to that, we say, hey, that's our Christian duty.
Well, let me just suggest for our listeners that they get the Rockefeller Committee report. You can get that by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Get Joyce's video. What's the title of that video, Joyce?
It's Gulf War Illness, Fact or Fiction. And that is free to a Gulf War veteran that is sick. You can get it free by going to our website. You'll find out how. Or you can order it by calling 877-817-9829. It is, the DOD has asked me to remove that video and to stop selling it. And we said, no, we're going to give it away to Gulf War veterans as long as there is a problem and you're not telling the truth.
And, of course, the people in the Defense Department are told what to do. And if you don't do what you're told what to do, why, of course, your military career is over, and then they will demonize you and marginalize you and attack you and threaten your pension, which is what they've done to Dr. Rocky and so many of the other people who tried to bring out the truth about the depleted uranium and the Gulf War illness and its many manifestations, because it's not one entity. Certainly some of it is related to mycoplasma infections. Some of it's related to exposure to the oil fires and the other chemicals over there. Some of it's related to the pyridostigmine that they had the people take. Some of it's related to the depleted uranium. What have I missed on that? What are
you
some of the other causes?
You pretty much covered it. You know, the vaccines.
The vaccines, right.
That's the main other thing. But, you know, it's not just us. It's not just those of us that are trying to tell the truth. The military people themselves are being attacked. If you talk and speak out about Gulf War illness or say you have Gulf War illness, your chart is flagged. Now, most of the medical records have been destroyed, but I have gotten calls from several military security people from the VAs who are mostly MPs or military police during the Gulf War who have had jobs as security at the VA hospitals. Now, they started arming the VA security because there's too many veterans that are not real stable as a result of the brain damage that happened to them. And I'm sorry to have to say it, but that's all that's just the way it is. And so now they arm the VA cops, and these cops are now being given psychiatric tests and being told, all of them nearly, that are Gulf War veterans, that they have mental problems and can no longer carry a gun and can no longer function there. So it is, they are doing this very covertly, if you will, but they're removing any military person with a job in security outside the system now. And it's so sad because these people have no place to turn to. No place. They have no medical care. They have no support. 90% of them have been divorced. Way over 50% of them now have a sexually transmitted disease. And I'm talking about they came back with that from Iraq, not because they all had sex with other partners, but because of the fact that something was in the vaccines, lowered their immune system response, and I cannot tell you how many people have herpes now that never had sex when they were in that area.
And so, of course, the thing is that so many of them have a mycoplasma infection, too. And, of course, this attacks your immune system. And this is a sexually transmissible disease. And once it's in the blood supply, and it is in the blood supply, and I have a very good friend of mine here, a cancer specialist, had to have a kidney transplant, took blood transfusions, chronic fatigue. He just barely functions at the present time. He said, I can just barely practice, he told me last time I saw him. And so everybody out there in the listening audience is endangered by this. You've got to find out if it's true, and if it's true, then you have to join us in this epic struggle to get the truth out in a nation where the majority of the media is controlled.
You know, the sad part is these parents send their kids over there. They encourage them to join the military. They're proud of them. You know, they get the picture in the paper, in their small town newspaper. And then they come back sick, and then these parents think, I had a responsibility in that. I didn't check into it. I didn't believe them when they told me that they were sick afterwards. And there's no place for them to turn anyway. It's drained these families financially. And so we are looking at this mass casualty that has come out of the Gulf War. 400,000 of them are sick. I don't know what we're going to be seeing from this Gulf War, but the problem is not going away. Now, we have a responsibility to every one of these men and women that when they go and they come back, we take care of them. But I will tell you, Dr. Stan, every single way that they can manipulate them and keep them from getting medical treatment is being used. In fact, I had one troop that was so sick, he was just, he could barely walk, he was throwing up all the time. His blood, he had a horrible blood panel. Everything was wrong with him. And he goes, and I told him, he said, Joyce, what am I going to do? I am dying. I'm literally dying. And the VA says, I can't come in there. And I told him, I said, you go to an emergency room and you park yourself there until they treat you. They literally threw him out. They called the VA and then told him he could not be treated there. Now, see, legally, you can't do that if somebody's in an emergent situation.
But if you're a veteran, you don't have the same rights as the illegal alien would.
Right.
Because if you threw out an illegal alien, you'd be in real trouble.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's go to Ron, who's calling us from New York. Hi, Ron. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Joyce, it's obvious to me that observed from this is that our military is being literally decimated and killed off purposely. Is that a fair assessment?
There's no doubt in my mind, absolutely. I mean, if they didn't want them to die, they're doing everything to make them die, so it doesn't make any difference what the intent is. It is happening.
Ron, the enemy is within, and if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand the truly dark spiritual forces that are energizing the people who are responsible for what's going on, get Brotherhood of Darkness and read it and study it and then help us get the truth out.
But it does per the agenda, the one world globalist agenda, to decimate America in every possible pertinent way, and one of them is to get rid of our military.
Absolutely.
Correct.
Okay, anything else, Ron?
Thank you, sir.
Okay,
thank
fine.
Thank you, Joyce.
And so our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, we'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Let me simply just mention to our listeners that Radio Liberty is starting now 2 more hours of shortwave every day. You can be able to hear us from 8 to 10 Pacific time on this same shortwave station we're on today, 5.745 megahertz, from 10 to... midnight in Central Time, 11 to 1, of course, Eastern Time. If you need to get a shortwave radio, why, give us a call and we'll tell you how to get one. Or go down to Radio Shack if you want to. We will be carrying a very good shortwave radio through Radio Liberty. Get the information, get radio, listen to these programs, record the programs, and then help us reach the American people with an understanding of what's really going on, because you're certainly not going to get it from reading your local newspaper or from watching your television, because, of course, it is being used today to control what the American people think. And the fact you are not hearing about this simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Let's go to Nathan. Hi, Nathan. You have a question or comment?
Good afternoon to both of you. You know, if our military is being, let's say, heaven forbid, but we'll just say it as unmentionable as it is, removed as an impediment to the transition from patriotism to globalism, my one question is, how would the globalists, let's say, or the people who would rule, have, you know, through what means would they enforce their rule? Are they already going to create a new army of people brainwashed to think the way they are? Is it already in the offing? I mean, how let's just assume the scenario is correct, as awful as it is to think. You know, how would this work practically?
All right,
I'll take my answer off here.
Thanks so much. And Joyce, how would you respond to Nathan?
My response is that the NATO army, the UN army, is about ready to be, I think, put into place. They've got an army already. They had their strike force team that was started initially with 15,000 troops, and they've increased it from there. So it's going to take very little manipulation of our army to integrate it into what exists with the world army. Now, here's the problem is that we're trying to downsize our military so fast. I mean, they're continually taking out more and more of our people in the service, so that it's not going to be that difficult to whatever is remaining to put them into the world army. Now, that's my opinion. And what is yours, sir?
I think you're absolutely right. I think that they can use NATO. I think they can use UN troops. How about a few Russian troops over here? Maybe some Chinese communist troops. They'll be able to maintain order. I mean, what troops are we using to maintain order in Iraq? We're using American troops to suppress the Iraqi people. I mean, what troops did we use in Bosnia? We used American troops to put down both and keep the Serbs and the Muslims under control. And we did exactly the same thing in Kosovo. So why should we be surprised if there were foreign troops brought in here? The tragedy is most people don't understand. Our leaders have no loyalty to America. Their loyalty is to this internationalist dream, the New World Order, the New World Religion. Let's go to Rose calling from New York. Hi, Rose. Question or comment?
Question. What can we do for the vets themselves? I mean, do they need food, clothing? You know, what can we do for them, and where would we go? What organizations are really meeting their needs?
Well, there is none right now, and I'm sorry to say that. The VFW, the American Legion, the DVA, they want nothing to do with this. In fact, the troops that I talk with, they have all contacted those organizations, and nothing has been given to them. Now, we started right here, something we called Operation Keep 'Em Warm, which was providing coats for them in the wintertime, and any veteran could get a coat. Well, we got a letter from the Attorney General's office, a 7-page letter telling us to cease and desist from sending out these coats, that we were not an approved veterans organization, an approved 501c veterans organization.
In other words, you were not supposed to help the veterans because only approved organizations which weren't helping are allowed to do it. Is that right?
That's correct. Now, those organizations, American Legion and VFW, are funded by the government, and they have to toe the company line. So there are no organizations, and what I say to people is this is what the church ought to be doing, is the church ought to be searching out the Gulf War veterans, making sure they have food, clothing them, taking care of them. You cannot imagine how many are in prison today because they did stupid things or things that they didn't know they were doing because of the brain damage. And I'm talking about things we would call stupid, like running a red light, which they can't drive very well. That's why many of the people have had accidents in the military, as the highest number of the Gulf War veterans have had more accidents than anybody else. So each community needs to seek out those people within it to help. By the way, there is a website I want to tell you real quickly here, shirbrig.dk, S-H-I-R-B-R-I-G. That's the High Readiness Standby Brigade of the United Nations.
All right, fine. Well, I think the people have to understand that this is another human tragedy. This is not being dramatized on 60 Minutes or 2020 or certainly on your evening news. But these are Americans who went overseas to fight for freedom and found that they'd been betrayed by their government. So help us to get the information out. Help Joyce Riley. She and Dave are doing a wonderful job. There's just a few people who've been called, but of course we have to confess we do without your help. God bless you, Joyce. Thanks so very much for being with us. Bye-bye.
Anglo-American establishment gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and most people, a few people, have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first 5 wills, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, is one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by calling 1-800-5-HI.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and I want to just tell you about the Institute of the Constitution, because I hope that every one of you listening today to my voice will want to set up a local institute in your area, in your church, in your community. It goes into the background of America's Christian heritage. Did you realize that up until 50 years ago, everybody felt that America was a Christian nation? Certainly Israel was a Jewish nation, and India was a Hindu nation, and the Arab nations were Muslim nations, and America was a Christian nation. That's no longer the case, because there's been an organized effort to change our outlook, to change the way we look at the world. Of course, America was founded by Christian on Christian principles. The Declaration of Independence was based upon the Christian worldview. The Constitution was set up because they realized you couldn't trust people, because inherently within the Bible we're told that man is basically sinful. That's why you had to restrict the power of government. Well, the Institute of the Constitution has put together a wonderful program. There are 12 half-hour lectures by Dr. John Eidsmo going into the background of America's Foundation, our Bill of Rights, our Declaration of Independence, the Federalist Papers, and why America was founded as it was. And then, of course, there's a couple of other videos. There's a book that tells you how to set up an Institute of the Constitution, get people together, get them to come on a regular basis or even on a, 2 days on a weekend and teach them about America's Christian heritage. If we don't understand where we came from, how can we understand how we got to where we are today and, of course, where we're going in the future? So if you'd like to get an Institute of the Constitution, call 410-760-9068. That's 410-760-9068. Or go to their website, iotconline.com. That's iotconline.com. Well, Dr. Stan, and this is the time when we have to remind you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent on those who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out across America 5 hours at every day, 4 hours on shortwave, 5 hours on the Internet, about 60 outlets or more every single week. And we've just found out that actually our early morning program, 3 stations have pulled this down because they like what we say, in addition to the regular stations on which it's heard. And we're hoping, of course, to massively increase our outreach across America. And I believe radio is the last means we have to reach the people. So if you'd like to become part of our team and help us, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and we hope that many of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Now, you can go to our website at radioliberty.com and get a free copy off the Internet of our monthly newsletter. Our December newsletter explains why the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools, and you can't understand why the Supreme Court did what it did unless you understand the secret societies which work at the highest levels of our government today. Our January newsletter, which will be going out in a few days, goes into the influence of the Illuminati in the United States, and we quote freely from James H. Billington, the Librarian of Congress. Certainly no one would ever accuse him of being a right-wing extremist. He's a member the Council on Foreign Relations, but a brilliant historian, and he goes into the influence of the Illuminati and how it dominated what happened in Europe all during the 19th century, during the 18th and 19th century. So you need to have this information. You need to help us get it out across America. And, of course, our January newsletter goes into the influence of the Illuminati here in the United States, what George Washington wrote about it, what Timothy Dwight, the president of Yale University, wrote about it, what the president of Harvard wrote about it. And in fact, we even allude to the fact that we got something from James H. Billington's office called the Clintonian Exposé of the Clintonian Illuminati, Branch of the Illuminati. And we actually offer that here at Radio Liberty if you want to get that. It was written in 1802, talking about the influence of the Clintonian Illuminati. And then, of course, you have to understand the Illuminati as the upper echelons of the secret societies which do exist. You need to get the information. You need to help us get the information out while we can. And so if you'd like, you can go to our website, get those newsletters, or if you'd like a free copy, we'll be glad to send them to you at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to help get some of our videos out. Certainly one of the most important videos is Diaprax in the Church, which goes into the background of the movement which has taken over the Christian Church. And thousands of churches are going through the 40 Days of Purpose. What this is all about? It's about playing psychological games with the minds of Christians, learning how to manipulate them so they will become part of this movement to create this one world society. Diaprax in the Church, an excellent video over 2 hours, very professionally done. And then we have a 4-tape set on the church growth movement. You need to understand what's going on, and of course you'll get some material with that from written by Dr. Klink. You'll get material from Barrett Schoes. Find out and help us warn Christians that they're playing with their minds, just like they did with Ted Kaczynski. You probably didn't know Ted Kaczynski was quite normal until he got into an MK Ultra program back at Harvard. It's in a new book, comes out. It's called The Unabomber, Harvard and the Unabomber. It's put out by Norton and Company. It's not going to be reviewed in your local newspaper, though. So help us to get the information out across America. And then, of course, we call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders, our ministers. But please remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, this is Dr. Stan saying goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.